In an era of Citizens United and eight-figure paychecks for CEOs, it is easy to imagine that corporations have never been more powerful. Yet public corporations, companies that sell shares to the public rather than being privately owned, are in retreat in the United States. The number of American companies listed on the stock market has dropped by more than half in the past 15 years, as departures outnumber initial public offerings almost every year. Some of this is due to economic crises and industry consolidation, but most of it is caused by the increasing obsolescence of the corporate form. For many traditionally corporate activities, organizing as a corporation and listing shares on a stock market is no longer the most cost-effective way to do business. Tiny Vizio can sell televisions much more cheaply than giant Sony. The maker of Flip, with 100 employees, sold more portable video cameras than century-old Eastman Kodak before both became obsolete. Uber has more driver partners in the U.S. than General Motors has employees. Outside of a few industries with very large capital requirements, the sustainability of the traditional corporate form is increasingly in question. The claim that corporations are in decline is surprising, to say the least. Who can doubt the majestic power of Walmart or Goldman Sachs or Google or McDonald's? Corporations have been dominant economic institutions for over a century, providing products and services as well as jobs for workers and profits for investors. Yet in industry after industry, non-corporate forms are thriving, and corporations are struggling as the economies of scale that sustained corporations erode. In 1950, it might have made economic sense to assemble cars in giant, vertically integrated factories in Detroit and ship them from there to the rest of the world. Today, the parts of a business are like interlocking plastic bricks that can be snapped together temporarily and snapped apart when they are no longer needed. Information and communication technologies, ICTs, make starting an enterprise trivially easy, from creating a legal structure to hiring temporary employees to contracting out for production and distribution. Coordinating activities used to be the corporation's strong suit. Now, the corporation is increasingly outmaneuvered by alternative forms of enterprise that are more flexible and less costly. The barriers to entry are falling across a wide swath of industries. In his famous 1937 article, The Nature of the Firm, Nobel Prize-winning economist Ronald Coase explained, "The main reason why it is profitable to establish a firm would seem to be that there is a cost of using the price system. The most obvious cost of organizing production through the price mechanism is that of discovering what the relevant prices are. But what if discovering the relevant prices becomes trivial? What if the inputs of a firm, including labor, can be priced and ordered as they are needed? What if, in place of long-term employees, firms were able to contract for workers if and when they were needed for specific tasks, the way that customers can use the Uber app to order a ride? This is the world that is emerging now. And while the result may be a delight for consumers who benefit from low prices and new conveniences, it will become a disaster for labor." After World War II, Americans relied on corporate employers for their incomes, retirement security, and health insurance for their families. Corporations not only created products and services, but pathways to move up in the world. Whatever their faults, corporations were a source of economic opportunity and stability for workers. Today, the compact between corporations and employees is increasingly under siege by low-cost alternatives that make the traditional corporation unsustainable. This does not mean that business will disappear, but that its organizational shape will change. IPO companies in more recent years occasionally create shareholder value, but they rarely create jobs in large numbers. At this writing, the combined global workforces of Facebook, Yelp, Zynga, LinkedIn, Zillow, Tableau, Zulily, and Box are smaller than the number of people who lost their jobs when Circuit City was liquidated in 2009.